Senate Bill 38, it's an act to require certain information to be collected to create a database of certain public officials and public employees for use in the event of an emergency or disaster, and to authorize administrative rules to implement the reporting procedures. This is brought to us to the Committee on State Affairs at the request of the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
I'm wondering if you would take into consideration the length of time that the committee has left today and make your presentation as brief as possible. Well, we would appreciate
Madam Chair,
that.
We are first responders and deal with first responders at all levels, so we can move pretty quick.
This is an emergency.
I'm Andy Gerlach with Military and Veterans Affairs. With me, I have John Boerheim, the State Director of Emergency Management. As you stated, Madam Chair, Senate Bill 38 is a bill to gather information for emergency and response situations. What we're trying to do here is to, at the county, local, and municipal level, get information from elected and response officials so we can accurately have that in a database, and if we need to, we can give them a call quickly if we need to get some information to them, or if we need to respond to an emergency in their area. I think we'll all agree that in state government and in the local level in the last 7 years, at the direction of the governor, we've all taken a leaning forward approach to responding to disasters, emergencies in this state. And after 9/11, I think that we all agree that we need to continue to do that, probably even more. That's why we want to bring this bill forward. We want to have a database that we update every year, that we can keep accurate, keep current, and if we need to get information out, we can do that as quickly as possible. The information that we're looking for here are telephone numbers, personal addresses, emails, and points of contact for individuals at the local level. We're asking three areas of local government to respond to us: the county level, the township level, and the municipality level. Individuals involved at the county level are commissioners, sheriffs, coroners, state's attorneys, and various others, townships, board of supervisors, municipalities, quite a few, but a couple of the more important ones are the mayor, city administrator, emergency services, fire, and law enforcement. So what we're trying to do here, Madam Chair and committee members, like again to reiterate, is to gather a database of telephone numbers and other means of communicating with local officials to respond to emergency and disaster situations. With that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Boerheim, and he can talk a little bit about the logistics and administration of this program.
Thank you, Andy. Madam Chair and committee members, this will streamline emergency management to a great deal by the passage of this particular bill. Now, don't think for 1 minute that I don't already have this information in a database, because I do, and it took a lot of hard work in order to get that. The staff at Emergency Management made telephone calls days on end trying to get all this information, and it changes from time to time. You know, some of you have probably changed your cell phone numbers or your email address. So we need to update it on a timely manner, and we need to do it at least annually, I think. So as this bill is written, the local governments would be required to send the information applicable to their key officials in their communities into emergency management once a year, and then we would go ahead and enter that information into a database. I've already had members of the legislative body talked to me about this bill, and they were worried a little bit about security measures. Well, let me assure you, it's in a very secure place in the computer world. I don't know very much about computers, so maybe it's accessible by hackers, but at least to us, it's very secure. And if someone wants the information, such as another responding agency that would have a need to notify a local official, such as the Highway Patrol or the National Guard, and the governor's office calls us on us frequently, and we share information with him, of course, but we bring it up on our screen and say the mayor of this small town is so-and-so, his phone number is this, his cell phone is this, and so forth. And let me, I want you to have this thought process. Let's say that you were the mayor of a real small town somewhere in South Dakota, and we had a tanker with some kind of chemical have an accident near your town, and the wind was blowing this right towards your town. And let's say that I didn't have this database, and I didn't even know who you were or how to get a hold of you. Don't you think that that would be a problem? Well, I'll tell you what, this bill right here is going to solve that problem, make it much better for us to be able to contact people and if a situation happens that could cause an emergency. So I really strongly encourage you to support this particular bill. Now, there may be some amendments to it, and I talked to Dana Nelson with the governor's office, and I think he will talk a little bit next about some amendments, because I think we do need to change the first date, because some of the city elections are held in June, so we may need to change that date to July 1st, which is okay with us. What we want is we just want to make sure that this comes into our office so we can be a proactive agency notifying the people of something that may happen, like when Payne Stewart plane crossed our state. We didn't have all this stuff in place at that particular time. Now we could call the counties or the cities in that path and say, we got an unresponsive plane traversing our state, you need to be alert. We have that in place right now as we speak. But and then after the storm passes through, we could call and say, how much damage do you have? Do you need our help? And then after the recovery, we could gather equipment and gather key officials to come and help us. That's the reason we have this database. So anyway, with that, if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. And after you hear some amendments to this bill, maybe you want to ask me some questions after that, too. Are there any questions right now?
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Yes, Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just wondering, you know, I work in an industry that we're constantly the confidentiality of issues and the requiring of information. And I'm just wondering the constitutionality of this. If you have an entity that does not want to give you this information or this or, you know, I mean, I understand the streamlining and this kind of thing. I just get a little worried on the saving of sharing of that information. The other thing is, you know, I see you have email and that kind of thing down there. And I know a lot of local accounts, you know, we can't, from the state capitol, you can't even access Hotmail accounts or those kind of things. They're shut down for virus purposes. So I'm just wondering how you address those, or have you thought about that, the constitutionality of not having some of this information?
Yes, sir. We don't find that quite so much with this local government group, but I also have an extensive database of private contractors and other people that we could call upon to help us after an emergency has happened. And they're a little bit more concerned with the very thing that you're talking about. And I assure you that we do not just turn this stuff over to the public. It is held. The database where I have the equipment is only password. You can only get into it with a password. If you don't have a password, you're not going to get there. The database for the that covers what this bill is talking about, it's on a secure area of the computer. It's not a password involved in this thing. It's only a select group of people can actually get there. So I think we do a pretty good job of guarding the equipment or the information. If they do not give us that information, we accept that.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Senator Bruss?
Very quickly, you say you respect if they don't want to give it. However, this bill says, and here we go on the fourth day, shall as opposed to may. I don't think that allows that. That tells them they shall. Am I shall and may right? I know we've gone through this exercise before.
Shall is shall.
Let me address that. We already made all these phone calls, and we called all the mayors and all the, we called everybody on this list. And we said, do you have a cell phone? Some of them said yes, some of them said no. Maybe the ones that said no honestly do have one, but just said no because they didn't want it put out. We asked, do you have an email? Some of them may have said no when they actually do have one. We're only going to get what they're going to give us no matter what. And as you can see, there's no real penalty connected with this. So I think that the person, the individual, still is going to have, will determine himself or herself whether they're going to give what they're going to give.
Can I make one comment, Madam Chair? And I respect what Senator Sutton and Senator Burroughs both said. With this legislation and with this type of program, we also look at it, and we're trying to benefit the local entities. We're not trying to bridge the privacy of your home or things like that, but we need these things. So in South Dakota, in a state where we have limited resources, we need to share resources between state government, local government, the National Guard. We need to be able to get a hold of people. And in a geographically diverse state like we have, many times that's very difficult. So when we put this bill together, we're looking at it more as a cooperation so we can get a hold of people and we can help you out as quickly as possible. We're not looking to punish people, but we do appreciate it and will appreciate it. And if they shall give us this information, I think we can all work together a lot better in responding to these situations.
Other questions from the committee? Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 38?
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Dana Nelson with the Governor's Office. Obviously, we support this. And I know on Tuesday afternoon you heard the Governor speak to some of the points in his anti-terrorism package, which included the ability to gather and maintain this information. I think Andy and John covered things very well in terms of they have duty officers who are on call 24 hours a day. And when something happens in the community, you need to get a hold of the mayor, the county commissioner, the sheriff, whatever. It's vital information. Those of us in the governor's office probably get a call right after that, and I sleep at night with a cell phone and a list of the people I might need to get a hold of in that for those purposes. There were some concerns from the Municipal League, the County Commissioners Association, the County Officials Association with regard to confidentiality on this. It's not intended to be shared willy-nilly with people who don't need it or shouldn't have it. Dave Ortbahn has some language to address that with regard to confidentiality that is, they told me there is acceptable. Also, I think some of you might know it under Chapter 127, if we keep lists in that, we could be asked to make them available if we don't otherwise speak to its confidentiality. So I think that's important that we adapt that. We've also asked you to remove a little language. Perhaps we were a little bit overzealous when we asked for the name of a family member and a friend who might know how to get a hold of these people. We're willing to take that out. If we get a mayor and two or three city council persons, we think we can probably go down the pecking order and find somebody who can find the next person to make a decision. The other piece of that amendment deals with some dates. With regard to municipal elections, or with municipal filing in that, we would suggest July 1st rather than June 1st, in that there are some June elections where they've combined them with the primary elections. And with regard to the county, in Section 3, we would suggest changing December 31st to January 31st. As you know, county commissioners are normally sworn in on their first meeting in January. Rigidly interpreted, we might get the old commissioners who will do us no good the following day. So we would suggest that. One more item that just came to my attention this morning from Dick Teason with the chiefs of police is a concern that this flows to us but may not flow back to them in the event there's a local emergency that maybe doesn't require or need state response. I just threw some language at Dick in the Section 5 on the rulemaking authority. On line 6, after ability, it says that is reasonably expected to provide the ability. I would maybe suggest adding for any emergency agency in this state to contact local officials, which would then open it up if the chief of police in Armour needed some help for some reason, a localized matter. He would also have the ability to find out and get a hold of the chief of police in Corsica, or, you know, if he didn't already know that. I really do think on the local level the networks are pretty tight and their mutual aid agreements are pretty good, and that may not be a great need, but at the same time, I guess I wouldn't want to foresee just absolutely every need that might come up out there. We feel pretty strongly on this. We, as John said, his staff did a Herculean effort of putting together a 24-hour emergency contact list, which is about this big. And it's very limited in terms of who can get at it and that. But when we have a problem, it's critical that we get a hold of these key people. With that, Madam Chairman, I'd be pleased to answer questions.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Senator White? Thank you. Is there a second? Second by Senator Simmons. Moved by Senator Whiting. Any committee discussion on the amendments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The bill's been amended.
If I could just comment, Madam Chairman, that language I read to you is not part of Dave's amended language. Was it? I can give him a copy of that if you want to make that adjustment then, Dave. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. And, well, yes, a question? Quick question for? No. Okay. Thank you. Are there other proponents for Senate Bill 38? Other proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 38? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 38? We'll close for committee action and discussion. Senator Simmons, did you have a comment?
Well, I was glad that they removed that friend because I know there's a good many days that elected officials and so forth wonder if they have one out there.
That's true. might be kind of embarrassing. Okay. Any further committee action or discussion?
Senator Chair, Dugard? I'll move to pass as amended.
Is there a second? Seconded, moved by Senator Dugard, seconded by Senator Brown. Do pass as amended. Further committee discussion.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Having served on a city commission, I can't see that anyone would have any problem with this at all. I mean, I think they would welcome it, and I do think that there's going to be a great deal of cooperation, more than the municipalities and counties ever had with the state. So I'd encourage you to support the bill as amended.
Thank you. Okay, any other discussion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say nay.
Senator Brose?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Butler? Munson? Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Harding? Brown?
Aye.
Butler?
Aye.
Nays 8, nays 9, and 1
Senate Bill 38 will travel to the floor. Do pass as amended.